Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hey there, friends. Emily here. Today, Laura is going to share a quick bonus episode with 5 tips on scripture memory. After last week's episode on the benefits and rewards of scripture memory, we wanted to come back with a little more practical information on how you can get started in this practice today. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, be sure to hop back one show and listen to that first. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. We are so thrilled that you're here. We hope that you'll go back to the beginning of this series and listen through the whole thing, or that you'll head to our website, risenmotherhood.com, to see the huge archive of podcasts, articles, and resources we have for motherhood. We even have a new mom page that we'll link in our show notes so you can start right at the beginning, or you can search our website by topic to find a resource that meets you right where you're at. Just so you know, we typically take a podcast break over the summer, but we will be back really soon with a whole new series. Okay, let's jump into Laura's 5 tips.
I'll be honest, I have always wanted to be better at memorizing scripture. I have spent my entire life memorizing scripture on and off, even since I was a little kid. And I know deeply in my heart how important it is, but it's something that I feel like continually over the course of my life, I've had to start and restart. And sometimes I can get really discouraged by the progress that I'm making, or just the fact that, you know, I keep falling off the wagon and I stop doing it. Or even this idea that, you know, I've tucked and hidden a lot of scripture away in my heart, but sometimes it can be really hard to recall to mind because I don't do a great job of reviewing. So if you are with me in all of this, or maybe you've never memorized scripture before and you just want to get a head start or get going on this, after listening to our last episode, I just want to share 5 quick tips that have helped me over the years with memorizing scripture, even as I fail and as I, you know, experience times of drought. Overall, these things have been helpful for getting me into regular practice of scripture memory. So the first thing is a no-brainer. Get a plan, right? There are great programs out there that you can actually purchase. We'll link a few in our show notes. I tend to like to just pick what I'm interested in at the moment. Maybe it's something that I'm studying in my quiet times, or maybe it's a topic that I want to learn more about. You could even use the scripture shows that we did in this mini series. So go back a couple of episodes, and there are transcripts that we have on our website, and you could even pick some verses out of there. Maybe you're struggling with anger or with doubt, and you can memorize some verses off of a topic. I do tend to prefer longer passages of scripture. Like an easy one is like Psalm 23. It's a whole chapter. Or I know I have friends, I have not attempted this yet, but who have memorized whole books of the Bible. And one nice part about that is that you don't have to memorize as many references. I think for me personally, I can get really, really tripped up on references. And so I do like to tend to pick something like 5 to 10 verses and work on it over the course of a few months, rather than a verse here, a verse there, a verse in different spots. But it just depends on what you like. Don't be afraid to try out a couple of different ways of doing scripture memory, and you'll kind of find what works better for your brain and your lifestyle. So a second idea is put the verse in places that you will see it. I know this again sounds like a no-brainer, but put it all over the place. Like what I will do is I will take the scripture I want to memorize, I will put it on a Word document, print it out, but I will put it like several times on that Word document, and then I will cut it up into strips of paper. And I will tuck it into my Bible. I will put it in my car. I will put it in my bathroom. You can laminate it and put it in your shower. Put it by a baby changing table. Put it by your kitchen sink. Like, don't just put it in one spot. But for me, I want to be, again, meditating on this verse all throughout my days. And it's really helpful when I've already got it all sorts of places. Put one in your purse, or maybe put it as your phone background so that if you're waiting for something, instead of hopping on social media, you can go and memorize that verse. So I need lots of reminders that, hey, you're supposed to memorize this verse. And that's really helpful when I put it everywhere. Okay. Another one, number 3, is write the first letter of every word of the verse you're trying to memorize and put it somewhere you'll see it often. So you guys have probably seen this like on Instagram. It's kind of a trendy thing to do where you see all these letters on someone's wrist. They write it in pen on their wrist or on the top of their hand or on a coffee cup, all sorts of things that look very cool. And it's the first letter of either sometimes it's every verse, if it's like maybe a longer passage that you're trying to refresh yourself on, or of every word in a verse. And that can just help trigger your memory. But that's something that I think has been really helpful for me as I've worked on getting those memory verses down word perfect. Number four is memorize with someone else. It is always easier when you have an accountability partner in your husband or with a friend or people at church. So this one is just, again, pretty simple and straightforward, but don't try to do this alone. Try to get somebody to help you out. And for me, those people are my kids, which lead me to number five is involve your children. This is a podcast for mothers. And so I'm speaking to moms who have kiddos. And as much as you can, if your kids are old enough, involve your kiddos. You know, one easy thing is make it a song or a rhythm. We always memorize or remember songs a little bit easier than we remember things that are just spoken. And so lots of people out there are already doing the work on this. We will link a few different like CDs or bands or albums out there that are doing it. We also have our friend Hunter Belis over at Journey Woman does a lot of work with scripture memory and kids. So go to our show notes and you're going to find some resources there. Another thing that I do is just with older kids who are now at public school, we utilize car time discipleship quite heavily. So this isn't going to work for all of you, but I take our kids to school each morning and I cannot tell you how much I love this time. We actually spend this time memorizing scripture together. And we also pray every morning. We just rotate who's going to pray that morning. And then we all work on the scripture and it's just our routine. Like, it's not questioned because we do it nearly every day and it's just a part of our lifestyle. And we just, everybody like just works on the verses together. Sometimes we'll go around and have one person say one word and then the next person say the next word and the next person say the next word. They love that kind of a round robin style, or we'll each kind of go and they help correct me and they can both read now. And, you know, so I have little slips of paper for them as well so that we can all work together on the scripture. But it has really led to some great questions. They just ask a lot of things about, you know, okay, again, taking Psalm 23, what does it mean that your cup overflows? Your cup is overflowing with what? And so it's been fun because with each verse that we memorize or each passage, I try to take some time out and study that passage prior to introducing it to my kids and then helping to explain it to them as we go of like, hey, this is what this means. And so it's not just, again, the kind of that rote learning, but there is some ability for them to kind of say, oh, I understand this meaning and why the Lord would say it this way or why God's word has it phrased that way. So it's been really, really fun. Another idea, and this is kind of a funny one, but I will never forget the time. I was a grown adult, but my pastor from when I was a child, he and I were talking. He was actually talking to a large group of people, but he talked to all of us about saying, hey, you should pay your kids to memorize scripture. And I think he paid something like $1 a verse for his kids. And he encouraged the group that we were with to do the same. He was like, this is the best investment I ever made in my kids' education. And paying real money, hard-earned cash, really does show your kids like, hey, this is really, really valuable to mom and dad. Now, my husband and I are not at a point where we feel like we need to do that. Our kids are very willing to still memorize scripture. And if we're having an off day or if stuff isn't going well, I don't push it. So I never try to make memorizing scripture like, you have to do this. And no matter what, like, we're going to get through this and give me a happy heart, like do it, do it, do it. We don't really do that. But so if we have a hard day, we're okay taking a pause. But in general, with this whole payment type idea, if that's something that you feel like could be helpful for your kids, I just want to toss it out there. I think everyone's going to have to like figure out where their own conscience lands on that one. But I can't deny the fact that I'm like, you know, that really does show to a child, like, this is so important to me. Like, I am willing to pay you money in order to memorize verses. So last idea with your kids is give them a goal. So we often do this with our kids where we say, okay, once we have these passages memorized or this longer section memorized, we're going to perform it for grandparents, or we're going to go out for ice cream, or maybe you fill up like a joy jar with those little fuzzies, you know, those little balls that are fuzzies that you can get at the craft store. And you fill up some kind of a jar and say, okay, once that's full with all of our verses, then we get to go to a water park or something like that. So you can certainly like bring some reward system into it if you feel like that's something that's needed for your family. Again, like we just, in our family, it's become just such an expectation that we don't have to do that. I know that, you know, seasons will change and sometimes you need to switch things up. So hopefully those are helpful for you. In terms of where to start with kids, I feel like that's something a lot of parents ask. I've mentioned Psalms 23. I think that one is a really good one. My kids memorized that when they were very young. You'd be so surprised how much their little brains are soaking up. You can do Galatians 1:9 if you're looking for something shorter. That's the fruit of the Spirit, a really common one to start with. Another idea would be something like the Shema, which is Deuteronomy 6:4-9. So there's lots of places to start. Really just like any verse that you feel like has been helpful and encouraging to you will probably be encouraging and helpful to your kiddos. So those are my tips, my friends. I hope that those are helpful. My last encouragement to all of you guys would be to say, hey, try it for 1 week. So I think sometimes with scripture memory, we can feel like, oh man, like this is my whole life is ahead of me. And somehow I have to make a daily habit of this and I've got to do it for 50 years. And it just feels incredibly overwhelming. But something that my husband and I have been working on with any new habit that we want to start is we've just said, let's just try it for 1 week. Let's reevaluate 1 week from now and say, how did we do? Just taking a bite-sized goal towards it and has really made things feel more achievable for me. So try it for 1 week. Just sit down, print off some verses, cut them up into strips, put them where you need them, and try it for 1 week and see where you get in 1 week. And I almost promise you that you will be so amazed by how far you can get in memorizing something in 1 week. And hopefully it's enough to encourage you and inspire you to continue doing it and to truly make a lifetime practice out of it.
Hi. I'm Megan, and I donate to Risen Motherhood because it helped me to find glory and grace in the everyday mundane activities as a first-time mother. Join me in providing free gospel-centered resources to mamas like you at risenmotherhood.com/donate.
Risen Motherhood is a nonprofit organization made possible by our generous donors for women just like you. If you'd like to support the ministry, please go to risenmotherhood.com/give.